We have some stamps with us. Children really loves to stamp.
Petra Milzimerová is getting ready to head out to a children's home in Milovice, a small village near Prague. I meet the shy 27-year-old at her two-bedroom apartment in the city, where she lives with her boyfriend and two dogs. Petra works as a preschool teacher, she's doing a master's degree, and spends most of her free time volunteering.
Sometimes people ask me, why do you do a volunteer? And I say, I don't know, because it's just some power coming from inside. I just want to be with other people. I like people, especially children. And I like to organize new things. And volunteering is a way how you can try it, how can you do it.
It's Sunday at noon and Petra meets her group of helpers at the train station. Milovice is only about an hour from the Czech capital, but volunteers from Petra's little clown organization are willing to travel to children's homes all over the country. Today, the little clown team has arrived early. The children, aged 3 to 6, are still taking a nap. Petra, though soft-spoken, is an organizational whiz. She quickly directs her helpers to set up craft stations where kids can make clown hats, have their faces painted, or draw pictures. Improvisation is also a big part of the job, she says.
We will have more little kids who are new in this institution, and we will see how it works, and maybe if any kid is bored, we could do something special with this kid. But we have enough volunteers, so there will be one volunteer for each kid, so I think it will work well. Já jsem Petra,
jak se jmenuješ? The kids pile into the room and Petra sings an introduction song with them. Once everyone knows each other by name, she and her team transform the children into lions, clowns, vampires and princesses, or cartoon characters.
They choose Spider-Man or Batman because they know these heroes from television. It's quite usual that they watch television a lot here in these institutions, because when the nurses have lots of them, sometimes they just put the TV on when there is some problem with one of them and they need to attract the other children. So they know these heroes from television. And they want to be the same as they are, good, helping people, brave, and that's the reason why I think they choose Spider-Man and Batman.
At the end of the four-hour visit, Petra plays pass the parcel with the boys and girls. Then it's time to pack up and head back home. While the others are cleaning up, I ask little clown volunteer Lucie Macáková about Petra's motivation.
It makes her sense, I think. It makes the sense of her life, I would say. Because I feel like she's not the person who prefer to make money, but she's definitely a person who prefers to work with the people and help them and do something that has, I would say, human value.
Meanwhile, Petra is making sure we leave the room as tidy as we found it. She's wiry and energetic, even after a long day, and laughs rather than worries when things get stressful. Now she is relieved that today's little clown visit has gone so well.
We finished now. We have here the last boy interested in being face painted. And we are cleaning, and we will leave the children home to get the train back to Prague.
She believes that even taking a little time out of your schedule can have a profound effect. Petra says that often her volunteers bring a kind of energy and motivation to their activities that set them apart from employees of children's homes.
I think volunteering makes differences, because there is a difference between people doing something like a job and people doing volunteering, because there is a different approach.
In the summer, Little Clown also engages in outdoor activities with the children. Petra Milzimerová, part of a new generation of Czech volunteers, is even planning to bring her horse along with her on the next trip. Sarah Barufka, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.